Yeah, I mean, I don't see it at all as a problem. I see it as something that you're hoping to have with any team you're on every year. It's not always that case, but, you know, Tate's proved himself in this league before, and to have two rookies who've done it the last 3 weeks helps you. I've never really thought about it because I don't worry about those kind of things. You know, I don't ever think about how many carries are getting. We keep trying to run the ball, and whoever's in there, if they're doing good, usually stick with them. If you're trying to spell a guy, and the other guy comes in and is on a roll, you stick with him. I very rarely know how many carries a guy's got in the game. I try to get a certain amount of rushes and try to attack the defense, but that's something I usually don't think about. Yeah, nothing's off the table. That's just a coincidence. You know, like I said a couple weeks ago, that's always week to week. Depends on what the defense is doing, how we see stuff, whether we think we should use them or not. But, you know, whether we're at home or on the road, doesn't matter. I've been real happy with Mitchell. I think he's done a real good job for us. I think he's done a real good job in the run game especially. He's a very smart player. He knows exactly what we're asking him to do from a technique standpoint, from an assignment standpoint. He does his job. You know, I'm not always, you know, I'd love a guy to kill a guy and deplete a guy and make a great highlight tape for everyone to ooh and ah over, but it really doesn't matter. What it comes down to is blocking your guy and making sure that you don't mess up. And if you usually get on your guy, you did your job as an old lineman, and you give all the skill players a chance to make plays, and I think Mitchell's done a good job of that. I think Brian played very well versus Baltimore. I think it was his best game yet. I think, you know, as the game went, for anybody, when you get on a streak and you're completing a lot of passes, you get confidence. And, you know, I didn't think he missed many, especially on the roll you're talking about. Towards the end, you know, we had that chance on the third down to stay on the field instead of putting our defense back. And he didn't make a perfect throw to Hawk. And I wish he made a better throw. And I wish Hawk made that catch anyways. But that was a tough one. And it was one of the reasons we weren't able to win that game. They're good. You know, they're funny. They're competitive. They definitely all believe in themselves, which is what you want. They all think they're the man. And they want to show it every single play. And if they weren't like that, I'd be disappointed. So every guy wants every single carry. But they're also pulling for each other also. And anytime guys don't get to do as much because someone else gets it, everyone's naturally disappointed. But you got a group of guys, all three of those, and the fullbacks in that room and the other guys that you guys haven't seen play yet. They do pull for each other, and they all want to be the guy. But when it comes down to it, it's about helping us win. And they've all been very good about that. It all depends what the defense is giving you. You want to attack the weakness of a defense, and you feel if you have a better matchup there, then that becomes your focal point. It hasn't been a focal point for us yet. There will come a time in the season where that's where we have to go. You try to put in an offense that can keep a defense honest, and if a defense is going to completely ignore your backs, you have to go to them. And when that does happen, our guys got to step up, whoever it is, and make those plays. No, he wasn't totally a decoy. You know, we went to him early in the game. You call passes. You never force somebody the ball. Coverages didn't always work out for him. But he got some opportunities early in the game and just didn't get much later. You know, on that last play of the game, you know, that was called for him. We didn't get the right coverage for it, so he went to Hawkins. But we're not going to force anything to anyone. When the year is all said and done, if he stays healthy and does his job, his stats will come around. And if he stays healthy is a big thing, but we never really force the ball to anyone. I think he's done a very good job. You know, it's been as expected. We all had very high expectations for him. I'm spending a second-round pick on him, expecting him to come in and be a starter for us right away, and he's lived up to it. I think he's a very talented guy who played tackle in college and is capable of playing tackle in the NFL. I do believe he's at his best position, though, that's guard. And I think what makes him so good, besides his talent, is he loves football. He really enjoys it out there. He bounces around. He celebrates and really enjoys coming out to play. And you don't always get that with a lineman, so he's a pretty special guy. I mean, I think if we have a good group of football players, you know, there's not a bad player out there. I know there's not that obvious number one guy that all people can recognize, but there's not a bad player out there. They're all pros in terms of it's very important, all of them. Every single second they're in here, they're all guys who have made it, who think they're going to get cut the next day. They're self-made guys who put everything into it and are always trying to do their best. And they're guys you don't really have to push because they're pushing themselves more than anyone. And when you got guys like that, it makes you as a coach want to work harder for them because they deserve success. And they work their tail off. The game's not too big for them. They don't mind getting hit. They catch the ball. They get up the field. All of them block, and they all just try to do their job. And they don't worry about anything else. And they've done a real good job of that in these 3 weeks. Just going against Ray Horton over the years, I think it's a very good scheme. You know, it's very similar. There's a couple differences, but it's very similar to Pittsburgh's, which, as everyone knows, it's a scheme that's been around for a long time that's very sound and very tough to go against, causes a lot of problems. They got some good players. Number 99 is good of a player as I've seen on tape this year. He wrecks a lot of havoc, so I think we'll have our hands full.